one of our best sessions we've had for the 2016 year from our OTAs, you know, the mini camp, and now here in a training camp, just in terms of the intensity that we're looking for at practice, the different combinations that we went for, the one-on-ones, the teamwork at the end. We went 2 minute at the end of the half to try and create some competition. It was good to see just kind of back and forth throughout the practice. Love the intensity, and that's the respect that you give for each other, knowing it's all hands on deck to see how good we can get. And that certainly showed up, I thought, really clearly demonstrated today. With that, I'll open it up with questions regarding the practice.
Coach, at the end, it looked like you had a bomb down to the one, but y'all brought it back. Was it a penalty, or y'all just wanted to set it up for us?
I couldn't tell. We got to go that way. I told we're going to go inside under the hood, but we didn't have time to go under the hood right there. So I wanted I was trying to get it, create a long field goal. So, yeah, some people thought it was in, out. So that one would have to have been reviewed. It was inside of 2 minutes. So we'll have to go decide where it was when we go inside. So oftentimes we'll do that. But it was a good throw. We had a you know, two plays on, one against man-to-man and one not. And so it was there to go take our shot. So it was a good ball.
Coach, the guys said they love Keanu's physical style. Coach, we saw a little bit of that today. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we thought that would show up, you know, once we got into pads. I think, you know, that's certainly his game. And he's got such respect from, you know, other members of his team because of his work ethic. And really, as a veteran player, what are you looking for from a young guy, a guy who's got confidence, a guy who's willing to work, and a guy who keeps his mouth shut and helping the team. And, like, he epitomizes those things. Like, all he wants to do is help the team. So that physicality, we know that's an element to our team. But, you know, I think we're just getting started with that topic.
And you told us about his ability to cover it, and he showed that today.
Yeah.
He went up and got it with me.
Yeah, where he's up playing in the hand. So he's off to a good start. And that was the first four-day block of our training camp. And the players, we have an off day tomorrow. And then we're going to come back and go after it again. And I was pleased with the first block. That's all it was we just got started. There's a lot of things we had to work on. There's still a bunch in our game that we're getting right. But I was pleased with the effort and the toughness that we're demonstrating out at practice. Now let's close that block, and then we'll install again tonight. The players have off tomorrow, and then we're going to go right back at it again in the same format for the next 4 days and go throw another great one. So that's honestly where the focus is lying. It's not further out. It's not the preseason. It's just how good can we go and compete against one another. So I'm pleased with the first part. I don't know if it's the biggest accomplishment, but I'm most pleased between the effort that we're demonstrating at practice. That's where it starts. And if you have that part of your game in right, then the work ethic, if that part's right, then you have a chance to be really good because you know you're practicing your skills really hard. So recapturing the work ethic that we had established as a team during the spring, that was a number one goal, to make sure as a team, can we recapture the work ethic that we need to do to play really well. And up to this point, through the first 4 days, we've done that. That's all it is. It's just one stage of it. And we're going to regroup. We'll do our install again meetings tonight, and then we'll go right back at it again, I think, on Tuesday, and then we'll do another four-day cycle of it.
Coach, how long will it take for you to get a read on the pass rush and to perhaps place a call outside of the organization?
Well, I answer them in both parts. It's an area that we're always going to be looking at, okay, to say how can we improve on that. I have such passion for it to say how can we make our team better, so always look in that way. Two, it's a constant evaluation, but really we'll get measured best in the games. Because in this one, we're working the skills hard, the drill part's right, the speed's right, the technique's right, but we've got to get it in the game scenarios. It's the one position that you don't finish on in practice is the quarterback. And until we get to that mindset, you know, that's what we'll do. So it's very specific, and we've got our plan in place, and now we need to go execute it. And part of that's practice, and another part is that's the preseason games too.
You often talk about how important details are to your team today with the secondary that's definitely showing. How have you seen the way that they approach practice? Because it seems like it's very different from last year, that they're on point with their details.
It starts, number one, with the communication. And so to get a call, you've got to give one. And so it's finding that voice. And I think when you have a whole another year in the system, you have such confidence now in what you're doing where you're not hesitant. Am I making the right call here? Am I telling the right direction? But now it's so clear and so crisp to say, make that call, or now I can go play at top speed. And I think Marquand's done an excellent job with that group. He's on them. He doesn't back off. The meetings are long. He stays with it. There's questions all the time. I think he does a fantastic job of helping getting them ready. But ultimately, it still comes back to them putting in the work.
Can you talk about working Paul and Deion together?
Yeah, Warlow and Deion together today. We left Deion at the same spot, and we moved Warlow over to the will. And so we're just trying to create more versatility with him. So that was the real goal there, knowing that Paul is going to also not only have a role, he's got Mike, Will, teams, all the things that we're doing. So typical Paul jumps right in. There's no job too small. You know, he's ready to do whatever it takes to help. And that's honestly the attitude that we love.
You've seen Ricardo Allen be really vocal during training camp. How have you felt about his evolution into a leader on defense?
He was probably one of the people I was thinking of when we asked about the communication. His ability to now articulate exactly, you know, the alert that could happen, a play that may happen based on a formation, the communication that happens on the field, that's a big part of his jump. Ricardo Allen grinds. He puts it in. He's one of the very first people here, and he puts work in. And it's not just the weight room. It's not just on the field. He puts work in the meeting room. He puts work in on the field. He takes care of himself like he's a pro. And I'd love to see when a guy's going for it. And with a number of other men here, are in that mode. They're not backing off anything. And that's honestly the type of competitors, the dog mentality that we're trying to create. He's embraced that, knowing I got to put work in.
Coach, just a little bit more progress with Julio. You know, seemed like he did a little bit more.
Yeah, and it was good to see him until we had not necessarily a pitch count falling on him, but we wanted to have probably half, you know, a quarter to half that we had today. Make sure tomorrow on the off, and then we'll be back into full for Tuesday.